Your mind is both an incredible place to be, and sometimes it can be the most challenging place to be. Your mind's incredible because it's truly unique. Your mind does so many things you don't even have to think about. Your mind is in charge of how your lungs breathe, how your heart beats. Your mind gets you to take each step without even thinking about it. Your mind does so many things that you never have to think about. And yet we forget that our mind is that powerful. And then there are other times when the mind can be the hardest place to be. The mind can be overwhelming. Our thoughts can really make us feel uncomfortable. Worries can take over. And we can be stuck in a really difficult place because of the thoughts in our mind. So I want you to use this to quieten that mind, to find ways to soothe that mind, to teach yourself, to train yourself how to notice the thoughts but to not get lost in them, how to be aware of when the overthinking has become really difficult, and to learn to get yourself out of that place. And in the future, prevent yourself from going there. So before you close your eyes and rest a little, I want to share with you an amazing grounding technique. And it's called the 5-4-3-2-1 technique. And it's a technique that uses all of your senses to bring you back into this moment and back into your body. So it helps you drop out of that overwhelmingly uncomfortable mind. So let's start with, I want you to take a moment and think of and see five things around you, no matter where you are. Name five things you can see. You can say it out loud, or you can say it in your head. That's it. And when you've done that, just repeat to yourself those five things. Then I want you to think of four things you can feel, whether that's shoes on your feet, a t-shirt on your back, whether that's your hair on your head, or the ground underneath you. Think of four things that in this moment right now you can feel. Well done. Then I want you to think about three things you can hear. That might be where you are right now. It could be my voice or the birds in the background. But take a moment and think of three things you can hear. And then I want you to be aware of two things you can smell. What is it around you? Is it the air? Is it something you're wearing? Is it that comfortable smell of home? Get a sense of two things you can smell right now. And the last thing I want you to be able to do is think of one thing you can taste. It might be a taste you've had in the past, like chewing gum or a hot chocolate. Or it might be something you have close to you now. So you can use this in the future. Five things you see, four things you feel, three things you hear, two things you smell, and one thing you taste. And this will allow your mind to be busy doing something else as opposed to overthinking. Because overthinking is a habit. So I want you to close your eyes right now or just let them softly focus. And I want you to take a few moments to learn how to quieten that mind even further. A few moments where you begin to notice your body. Or you use your mind to go to somewhere lovely. You use your mind to go to somewhere that feels safe and calm. Whether it's somewhere you've been or somewhere you want to go. Whether it's a beach or a mountain or being with your favourite person. Let's train your mind to find pleasure and comfort, ease and gentleness. So take a few moments to think of somewhere that makes you feel calm, soothed, at ease. And when you've got that in your mind, I want you to practice going there. Because you don't know it, but you've practiced overthinking. You've practiced worrying. And now I want you to learn to practice the opposite. Practice pleasure. Practice calm. Isn't it better to create a fantasy in your head and your body feel good, as opposed to think, what if? And we know that what if can get so overwhelming. So what if having a good thought makes life feel easier? What if training your mind to think about the good things, to imagine good things? What if you learnt just how powerful your mind is by learning to quieten it, by practicing helpful thoughts, healthy thoughts? So over the next few days and weeks, I want you to use this to create a space in your head where you begin to think about soothing things, calming places, where you learn to quieten the mind that's challenging, and you create a mind that feels calming and soothing. A mind that feels like it's your friend. It's a place you can rest. A place to feel calm and safe. And every time you use this, you're taking control of how your mind works. You're reminding yourself, this is your mind. You choose how to use it. And by choosing to be healthier, you choose to feel safer.